Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed episode 89. I'm Christy, your host. And this week I want to get into parenting because what I've realized over the course of the past few years is that there's a lot of unlearning and undoing I've needed to do in terms of working on myself, undoing these like limiting beliefs that I've had, or insecure feelings, or just things that I really grew up struggling with and believing about myself. So it's just interesting because as I've been on this self-discovery journey, my children are also getting older. I definitely started thoroughly over 2 years ago, like in depth, really taking a deep dive on myself. But prior to that, I had always been interested in spiritual, inspirational type books and things like that. So anyway, over the past, I would say like probably 5 years, I've really taken a deeper dive and I've really kind of learned a lot about myself. And as my kids get older, now my kids are 10 and 14, I'm able to speak to them and guide them and parent them in a way that I wasn't. And it makes me feel really happy that I'm able to instill these things in my kids at a young age so it becomes part of their wiring and part of their programming and part of their beliefs. I hope I can teach them the tools that they need to, you know, overcome some of the hardships and heartbreaks in life and disappointments. I used to think that falling down was the most shameful thing in the world. Like, for instance, going through some of like the harder things that I've had to deal with in my life, like dealing with, you know, racism growing up, dealing with, you know, going through my divorce was also another really huge, painful experience in my life. A lot of the bullying that I experienced in school around racism. So all these things like that I didn't know how to deal with felt a lot heavier because I didn't see an end to them at the time that I was going through them. And then in turn, there was no end to it because I emotionally carried the scarring and the pain around with me. I just feel like my whole life, I always knew that I was, you know, more of a negative thinking person. And I knew that I didn't like that about myself, but I didn't know how to let go of it because I thought it was just who I was as a person. And that makes me, you know, sad that I spent most of my life feeling that way and trying to like overcome the negativity without really understanding how to. And not feeling owned by the painful and harder things in life. So I do feel lucky in the sense that I'm learning all of these things now, versus later in my life, you know, but I want to teach these things to my kids for sure. I'm parenting myself along with the fact that I'm raising my kids and I'm parenting them as well. A few of the main things that I'm trying to instill in my kids is that if you don't know something, you can learn it. Doesn't matter how long it takes, doesn't matter how difficult it is. With routine and with persistence, you can learn anything that you want to. I mean, there is no difference between the most genius human on the planet, I don't know, like Elon Musk or something. Like the difference between him and any other human is really his mindset and what limitations you end up putting on yourself. I mean, I listen to podcasts all the time, like David Goggins. He is a human being that was extremely abused and extremely neglected as a kid. And because of those experiences, he was able to use those painful experiences as fuel to push him so hardcore forward, like physically, mentally, and emotionally, that he was able to transform himself into this really crazy, physically fit, superhuman person. But at the end of the day, he is only human. The thing that propelled him forward were all of the painful, lackful experiences in his childhood, and he decided he wanted to be a totally different person. And then as he decided to change himself from like a 300-pound overweight, like he was a pest control guy, and then he decided to go into the Navy SEAL training. Anyway, long story short, he's run I don't know how many literally 100-mile marathons and all of these physical triathlon type meets that he's done, and it's just really crazy everything that he's physically gone through. But it's definitely, he used it in his favor to mold into the person that he is today. And that is what I want to instill in my kids. And I really do believe in my heart that I'm capable of so much more than I ever thought possible for myself. I think growing up with ADD, undiagnosed ADD, and not really knowing what was wrong with me, and then navigating my kids' ADD without having an idea of even what to do to help them, because I never even knew how to help myself. It's all of these unfoldings that are making me a better me. It's making me realize that, like, okay, you weren't stupid all of those years. You had a learning disability. And because you have a learning disability, it probably helped me in other ways. I was really social. I was really emotionally in tune with myself as a young person. I was really sensitive and aware of my surroundings. Like, you know, these things, they happen for a reason. I do think that there is a plan in place for everybody. And I no longer have fears necessarily about the things that used to frighten me before. Like, all of the unknowns are scary, right? I mean, when we lose our job, when we end up going through a divorce, when we, you know, lose a loved one, like, all of these things that we don't know are terrifying at times. But somehow, as you stack, and this sounds so sad almost, but as you stack life experiences and painful experiences, you realize that you can survive, or you have survived 100% of the hardest times in your life because you're still breathing. And what I've realized is that going through all the hard things is really what's built my character. It's not the easy things. It's not the wins and the victories. It's definitely the hard things that stay with me and make me feel proud of myself, because it just felt impossible at the time. And when you overcome it, it's confidence building. It is resilience building, and it makes you feel like a badass. I mean, when I was quitting smoking, oh my God, that was like one of the biggest uphill battles of my life because I was so addicted to it. I was so attached to it emotionally, physically, like mentally. It had this chokehold on me, and letting go of it was like, it was really emotional. And I had to fight against it and fight against it and fight against it daily. Like in the beginning, it was like minute by minute, and then it kind of got better and became like hour by hour, and then it became a thing that was like day to day, like I would crave. And then, very slowly, I was able to let go of it, but it took a long time. And I did it. I did it. It was something that I thought would be impossible. I did it, and I'm better for it in more than one way. Like, I proved to myself that I had the strength to do it, and that I'm, benefiting from a health standpoint as well. So that was a really big thing in my life. And I feel really, really proud that I was able to do that. Everybody says this, but another point that I want to make is gratitude. I literally have trained my brain to have a feeling of gratitude on a regular basis, and it is one of the best practices that I could have implemented into my life. It's also something that I practice with my kids. Like, I ask them every day, like, did anything fun, funny, or interesting happen to you today? And, some days they have things, and some days they don't have things, but it's just literally like a practice of jogging through your day mentally and figuring out, like, did I do anything kind for somebody today? Did anybody do something kind for me? Did anybody make me laugh today? Did I make somebody laugh? Like, those little things that, just make you reflect and feel good about your day and feel grateful for the little moments, that is your life for the most part. I think I spent my whole life waiting for moments of happiness when really I was living a life and I should have been appreciating the moments because little moments add up to, hours add up to days, add up to weeks and months, and that is your life. I didn't realize that for so long, and I just kind of let it all slip through my fingers. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to savor and appreciate the little things. I hope you guys liked this episode. Hit subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, and I'll talk to you guys next week.